What is up, listeners? You are listening to Slime Time Radio Hour on 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. My name is Janie. Thank you for tuning in. That was Ultra Funk by Los Amigos Invisibles. So famously, I don't speak Spanish. That's my bad. So we're starting the show off today very excited, and we're only going to get more excited, and then we're going to chill out. And today, I have with me my two good friends, Nina and Henry, and we have some classic picks from them. And they're going to be introducing the songs as we go through, so that's really exciting. Coming up next, we have Make Me Move by Von D, which is really going to shake things up. And I hope you guys are excited to get shook up, because that's what's going on. So let's get into it. So that was Make Me Move by Von D. And coming up next, we have some Henry picks. And why don't you tell us about them, Henry?
Okay, so first up, we have Supermassive Black Hole by Muse, which famously soundtracked the baseball scene from Twilight. So that should be familiar to people who have good taste in movies. And then shortly following, we have Sugar We're Going Down by Fall Out Boy, which is one of the most classic emo tunes of probably the world history ever.
Yeah, and I can't help but notice you've been going through a little bit of an emo phase.
I've been going through a little bit of an emo phase. People have been saying 2026 is the new 2016, and I took that really seriously. Yeah. I think 2016 was great. I think people were really unapologetically into things. And
I don't know. I feel like there was quite a bit of shame in 2016.
Well, maybe on your side of things.
Oh, okay. I was unapologetically into lots of things. Okay, well, that's
and
good.
And I'm trying to tap back into that.
Okay, well, I'm glad.
Thank you for your support.
No, and no worries. And Nina, you have any thoughts about the Supermassive Black Hole?
I have listened to it because I've watched this movie.
Yeah.
I do not recall it, though.
So famously, okay, don't get mad. I haven't seen any of the Twilight movies. Okay, he's mad.
So you guys are lucky that this is a radio show.
I don't know why. I think it's because I haven't watched them because, like, every time I'm like, oh, I should watch them, it's like I need a momentous occasion. Like, it's going to be big.
Yeah.
But, like, I haven't arranged that momentous occasion.
It's okay. We'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get
there. I'll set something up for you.
Thank you, and I appreciate that. So let's get into Supermassive Black Hole. Like, Supermassive Black Hole?
Supermassive Black Hole.
We'll be right back. lunatic got complex, cock it and pull it, we're going down, down, literally around. The sugar will go with that slinger. Happy as number one with the bullet. Lunatic got complex, cock it and pull it, we're going down.
So that was Sugar We're Going Down by Fall Out Boy. Oh, I didn't realize it was singular boy, of course. Okay, you might be wondering, so that was Henry's taste in music. What's Nina's taste in music? Let me tell you, they're quite different. And I had the difficult task today of merging the two in any sort of semblance of continuity. So we're going to attempt that. But before we attempt that, I hear we have a PSA.
It's true. The rumors are true.
What's our PSA?
Our PSA is a really important one today. So today we're going to be talking about texting while driving prevention. PSA.
Okay.
Nina, would you like to read this for us?
Sure. This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if things get a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life?
Bad. Feels bad. Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextstopprex.org.
And that would be our PSA today. Thank you for reading that. And, okay, so famously, we were putting together this playlist, and I told them, hey, we're starting excited, we're ending chill. And Nina said, does Stereo Lab count as excited? I would say, not next to Fall Out Boy. So as a little bridge, we're going to listen to some Daft Punk. Coming up next. Oh, and thank you for saying that, because it's true. It's true. And I have felt kind of like the biggest, like, actually, kind of person recently, because I've been asked multiple times, hey, what do you listen to? And I've had to go, I've actually been listening to a lot of Daft Punk.
Boo. Do you like Desire Paths?
So, okay, why would you say that? Why would you say that? Why would you say that? And just for some context, do you love Desire Paths? Is, we believe, a kind of person.
Certainly.
If you don't know what a desire path is when there's a paved path, but it's relatively inconvenient, whether it's too angular or it goes around something it shouldn't, and people walk in the most efficient path and kind of carve a path through the grass or snow or whatever. That would be a desire path, an unpaved path. And because of the way desire paths have become entangled with internet culture and, like, who knows what a desire path is and who isn't, there's a kind of person that when you say, oh, look, a desire path, or it comes up in conversation, literally the first thing they say, oh, I love Desire Paths.
I love Desire Paths.
I'm Desire Paths' biggest fan.
And it's kind of the same kind of person that gets really excited when you peel an orange all in one shape, and then they take a picture of the shape. Again, these are not bad things. It's just a kind of person. So does this paint a picture for you? You know, they're peeling a cutie, and it's all in one spiral, and then they're drawing that spiral in their sketchbook. That's kind of the person we're talking about. Again, not a crime.
Just
that
a sin.
Person also happens to like Daft Punk. And do I love Desire Paths?
Let's just say Janie's lucky she was born a woman, because if
Janie
she was a man,
lucky.
She'd be the worst male manipulator in the whole world.
Okay. Worst might be a strong
she'd be
word.
A significantly harmful male manipulator.
It was like, you know, the predators when they're like introduced to the wrong ecosystem?
Yeah. Janie would be an invasive species.
Invasive species in the... Well, I think I would be native, actually, given
extremely
the
destructive
pool.
Native species.
Okay, that's funny. So, that's funny.
That's funny. That's real funny.
That's real funny. Okay, we're going to listen to some Daft Punk. This is Face to Face from Discovery, I believe. We'll be right back.
understanding. It's not your fault, I was being too demanding. I must admit, it's my pride that made me distant. All because I hoped that you'd be someone different. There's not much I know about you. Fear will always make you blind. But the answer is in clear view. It's amazing what you'll find face to face.
You know, famously, we have some Stereolab coming up. And Nina, why don't you tell us your history with Stereolab?
It's true. I found Stereolab through my father.
Mm-hmm. Mr. George McNinch, not Dr. George father on the radio, but Mr. George McNinch is... Oh, Dr. George McNinch.
Dr. George McNinch, oh. Famously.
Oh, ho, ho. He is a prolific music listener.
It's true. And music maker, dare
yes,
I say.
Yes, yes. Don't even dare. It's true.
Saxophonist, mm-hmm. flutist. Mm-hmm.
The whole nine yards.
The whole nine yards. Stereolab, loved by actually both my father and my brother. Mm-hmm. He started out listening to them in my place of birth. Wow. Of South Bend, Indiana. When
South Bend, Indiana.
When he checked out two CDs of theirs.
Shout out South Bend, Indiana.
South Bend, Indiana.
Shout out South Bend, Indiana.
And one of those CDs was the album that this next song, Margarine Melody, is from, mm-hmm. which may be He said it may be his favorite Stereo Lab. Yeah,
and George McMinch, that's a huge statement.
It's true.
That's a huge statement, so that's really exciting.
Get very excited.
And I am just, like, so thoroughly excited. In the background, as we're talking, you might be like, what is this beautiful melody?
What is this beautiful melody?
Thank you for asking. Thank you for asking. That would be Bad Girls by Solange.
It's true.
It's really, really huge. I was talking to someone the other day, and I mentioned Solange, and I mentioned, like, oh, I can't believe it took me, like, a couple of listens to figure out that it was Beyonce's sister.
I just found that out when you said that.
So
just
I also just found that the people are losing the ancient text. Solange is the one who beat Jay-Z up in the elevator.
That's so beautiful.
Because she's Beyonce's sister.
What on earth?
Do we recall?
What's in the water in their family?
I don't know. Maybe magic?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Anyway, so shout out to the girls. Apparently we're losing the ancient texts.
Apparently so.
The culture is getting younger.
Speaking of shout outs.
Oh, and Emma, allow us.
And allow me to shout out.
Let's shout out Shannon.
Who is tuned in to be surprised by my presence.
Yes. Hello, Shannon. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. You're awesome.
You're so awesome. Shannon, you're so awesome. Okay.
It's true. Yeah. I also have a couple shout outs.
And go ahead.
Shout out Claire, who's
shout
listening.
Hey, Claire.
And shout out Ingrid, who's also listening.
Oh my God, hey!
Really
Ingrid
wants me to play Charlie XCX, but unfortunately, I've already done
We've
my
passed
quota.
The excited app.
But
of the hour.
I'll play it in my head.
We'll play Charlie XCX.
And
in my
dad was listening, and he's now tuned out to go do his job that he's paid to do.
Oh, okay, his job. Thank you for working your job.
But shout out to the girls.
Shout out to the girls. I have a few shout outs as well. Shout out to my aunt, who usually listens. She usually listens also. She's loyal. She listens to the playbacks.
Wow.
If she misses
wow.
it.
That's
shout
beautiful.
Out to my aunt. We were calling the other day. She was like, I feel like I just talked to you. So thanks. Shout out Ishwar for being annoyed that I'm playing Daft Punk, which strange to me. And we are going to get into some Stereo Lab because why shouldn't we?
Absolutely.
In honor of Dr. McMinch.
In honor of Dr. McMinch, we are going to get into Margarine Melody by Stereo Lab.
Show.
was Intergalactic Janet by Lay Soul, and before that, Margarine Melody, Stereolab, famous. This is another George This is another Dr. George McMinch pick.
It's true.
So I've been told.
Yes. He played this for me, and my grandma's name is famously Janet.
Oh, it is? I didn't know that.
So he said this song always makes him think of her. Wow. And I as well. And I think it's a great tune.
Yeah, that was a really fantastic tune. My history with the name Janet is not stellar, also, given that I am a Janie.
Oh, it's true.
On my 11th birthday, I received a birthday card, a Disney princess birthday card, from a friend I had met at summer camp. And I opened the card, and all that it said in it was the printed message that said, "Happy birthday, you're a princess," or something along those lines. And written in pen on the other side was, "I know your real name is Janet." I said, "Girl,
what on your birthday?"
And by the way, also, I was a year older than her, which just kind of added insult to injury. What do you...
That's so menacing.
That's so menacing. Apparently, her mom told her that Janie is short for Janet. And she just wanted to let me know that
she knew your secret. Secret's out. Secret. She's going to blackmail you for that one.
Exactly. To which I went to my mother and I said, "You've lied to me my whole life. I didn't know my real name was Janet." And my mom said, "No, in fact, your real government name is Janie. So don't dox me with that information." But apparently I asked my parents how they named me, and they went to a wedding. They knew the groom, kind of. No idea who the bride was. My mom was like 8 months pregnant. This woman comes walking down the aisle. Her name is Janie. They go, "That's cute." What? Like, that's it.
A lot of forethought on that one.
But hey,
but they were right.
They were right. Hey, call me crazy. I love my name.
I've just learned that I have a great aunt Janet. So shout out to my great aunt Janet.
Shout out to your great aunt Janet.
Janet's all around.
Shout out to your mother for listening. Thank you.
Yes. Shout out to my mom. Shout out to Ingrid's boyfriend's boyfriend, Nolan.
Yes. Of course. We're going to keep going, dare I say, with the music. Because there's just so much good music to get into. Coming up next, we have a song from Saint... Oh, would you like to hit that, Nina?
Saint Etienne.
Saint Etienne.
Okay, People Get Real.
People Get Real from Box Bass Alpha. An album that both Nina and I really love.
An excellent one, dare I say.
And here we go.
This is free. treated you bad, my dear. I'll blame it on fear to help my own ears. And I put myself first, my love. I pushed and I pushed and I shoved and I shoved. Sometimes I can't breathe and I push you. My soul, my friend, you know that I know that this ain't the end. And you open my heart again, but things they have changed now and we can't pretend. But we are
listening to By Hook or By Crook by Jessica Pratt, and before that was Take Flight by Alice Baby Lou. And Nina, you were telling us that you had a dream last night.
I did have a dream last night. It took place in my hometown, of which I will not dox myself.
But it even is. Though we put your father's full name.
It's okay.
But it is in Massachusetts. Anywho, at the end of my street, there is a tunnel that leads to a field that has a path that leads to another path, which leads to another path.
And some of those might be desire paths.
Some of those may be desire paths, if you will. Yes. One of these desire paths is, my parents would always call it the secret path. It's not very secret, but it was the secret path because it was,
of course,
a little bit secretive.
Yes.
And it was surrounded by trees, and it's very beautiful. But last night I dreamt, and I have been dreaming during the daytime of spring and her arrival, which will happen one day.
Soon, one might say.
Soon, somehow.
We can only hope.
But on this path, I looked out to the field, which is just like a regular grass field. In the normal time. But in my dream, it was this vast, beautiful, like, gorgeous, luscious grassland that was just so green, and it was just getting greener by the minute. And at the edge, there were blackberries starting to grow, like, in front of my eyes. Like, the edges were still frost and snow, but inside it was just, oh my God, I've entered a new world.
Wow, so beautiful.
And me and all of my friends that have ever existed were on our way to the pool, and it was a beautiful dream.
That feels really beautiful.
And I wish to be there.
It sounds a little bit... Yeah, it feels a little bit like you are the groundhog and you've just predicted spring.
I think so. I feel so like the groundhog.
So that's really huge.
Forget that old fart. It's getting even here.
The other day, I discovered there's more than one groundhog. Like, they do that in
other... swap them out? Like, twins?
No, they do it in other places besides just Pennsylvania. Apparently.
Anyone
other than Puxtawny Phil is an imposter and should not be trusted.
That's what I'm saying. And I also was so under the impression that that is something that only happens in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Especially growing up in New Jersey, I was like, that's a Pennsylvania thing. Yeah. It's Groundhog Day. That happens in Pennsylvania. But apparently it happens in many places, which I find really hard to
believe. Know those groundhogs' names, so clearly it can't be that important.
That's what I'm saying. Spring some places and not in others?
I don't know. It was upsetting to find out. But we have two songs coming up that are Henry's picks.
Yes. So first we have Better in the Dark, which is a TV Girl song, I know what Janie's about to say. Janie's about to say bands should not have the word girl in their name if there's no girl in the band. And every time I listen to TV Girl, I think of Janie's argument of that fact.
Imagine my surprise.
But it's a great song. And it's with Jordana, who is a girl. So there is a girl in this song. So hopefully that should make Janie feel
better. Not only is there no girls, it's multiple men.
Yeah.
That seems so wrong.
Yeah. And you're going to have to just work through that one on your own.
Yeah, no, I
should I
introduce
the second song? Or
The second song is going to be Tom's Diner.
Second song is going to be Tom's Diner by Suzanne Vega, which is everyone should know that song. And if you don't, you're about to get schooled.
Oh, okay. I'm about to get schooled. I'm feeling schooled already just by seeing it.
Yeah.
So this is exciting. So let's get into Better in the Dark.
And
Shout
out to Claire, who's writing her final essay right now. You've got it, girl.
Claire, you can
do it.
You've got this.
I know high school is hard, but you're almost done.
But high school might be hard, but you are stronger than high school.
You're stronger than
Don't let high school beat you.
Don't let it beat you. You're almost out of there.
You'll always win over high school.
Yes.
You got it, Claire. Better in the Dark.
Terrifying black.
That was Tom's Diner by Suzanne Vega and DNA. Thank you so much, Henry, for that classic pick.
Of course, it's my honor.
Yeah, and we are getting to the end of our hour. DJ D is here to take good care of you for the next hour. And let me tell you, I've had a blast.
I've had a fantastic time.
Have we blasts all around?
Blasts all around.
Sorry, can we get a round of blasts for the table? Oh, wait, we already have them. Okay,
and
great.
Happy President. Is it President's Day?
Is that what it is today?
Why do we have